98.1 KZE. MK with you, and in the studio with me, we have Barbara Bravo and Anne Leith to talk about the artists, Saugerties Artist Studio Tour. Barbara, Anne, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, MK. Yeah. Thank you.
So 23 years.
Yes. I mean, it just goes so fast. It just seems like yesterday we started with a handful of artists, and it's just grown and grown, and we have 45 artists featured this year.
45. How many was that last year? Do you remember?
We also had 45 last year.
All right. So holding strong at 45. I mean, so let's talk about the just kind of the structure of the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour for anybody who is not familiar. How would you recommend going about it?
Well, there's a lot of different neighborhoods, but I personally would probably take a look at the map. It's online, and pick out what you like. And then pretty much a lot of the artists are grouped into, there's a group in the Village, there's a group in West Saugerties, there's a group in a small group in Malden. You could play it that way, or you could just basically go full out on the 2 days and hit everybody, which would be amazing because there are so many amazing artists on the tour, and it's such a unique opportunity to go and see their places, how they set up, how they live. I mean, there's people out there with farms, there's people out there with river views. It's and then of course the art.
Yeah. I mean, talk about like a tour of Hudson Valley properties.
Yes.
You know,
it is an adventure.
Yeah.
That's how you really need to take a look at it. You know, you start out the day and you're going to have this adventure driving around, visiting artists, looking at their art and looking at the fabulous, you know, just the beauty of the Hudson Valley.
I feel like we have beautiful weather this weekend.
Yes.
I think mid-80s sunshine. I feel like last year, did we maybe have some rain?
Gosh, I don't think so.
I mean, who can remember?
I can't remember.
I have like a recollection of us trying to spin like, you know, like, oh yeah, like, you know, you can still walk around the village in the rain, just bring an umbrella. But this year, truly, you know, you've got perfect weather for walking. You've got perfect weather for driving around and, you know, looking out the window at all of the beauty around you.
Yes.
So, I mean, for anybody visiting for the weekend, I think if you have friends coming up to visit this weekend who like want to see the Hudson Valley, there is not a more perfect way to do it than this.
And actually, even if it's raining, you're going to go inside their studios. So it's not that big a deal.
True. Let's talk about this map, which always impresses me every year because it's so efficiently laid out and truly shows you everything you need to know. What do you have to tell us about the map? What should we know?
Well, there, at least to my mind, there is a kind of a layout. You start with Studio 1, and that would be at the entranceway to Saugerties from, say, Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can traverse following the numbers, and it'll take you up into the village and out along the Hudson and then into the interior. And we have studios as far as the Woodstock line.
Yeah.
So while it's a large area, it's really, nothing is all that far from one place to another.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at the map here and, you know, kind of where I am in Lake Katrine in relation to, you know, where it begins at 1 and 2. And
yes.
I'm very nosy. And I mean, to me, I'm like, ooh, I could go see what's down there.
Well, you can. You can. But
it's,
you know,
a lot of fun. I have to say, you guys, if you go check this out, you're going to have a lot of fun. It's beautiful. The artists are all top quality. We just had a show at the barn behind the Kierstead House, which we do annually as a preview.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really top notch, if I say so myself.
Yeah, Anne had to take the lead on that this year, and she did a fabulous job. But the thing is that, you know, that curiosity that you mentioned is really key because mm-hmm. it's not only about getting to the studio, it's also about the conversations that you'll have with the artist. You'll be looking at their work. That's going to inspire questions. You're going to want to know more. You get to understand better why the artist creates what they create. And you'll see work in process, and you'll see finished artwork. And yeah, it's a nice package. Mm. And it's not something that you get if you're not in that kind of an environment. Yeah. It's very personal.
Very personal, yeah. I mean, compared to seeing an artist's work in a gallery, to see it in their home, in their studio, is extremely intimate. And you're both on the tour,
yes.
Your studios. Is it daunting at all? Is it intimidating? Or are you just excited?
There's a lot of cleaning.
Yeah, that tracks.
But, you got to clean your yard. You got to clean the studio. You got to clean your brushes.
Wait. We don't have to.
I tell people, actually, don't clean up too much because the visitors want to see a working studio.
It'll yeah. still be dirty, trust me.
Well, maybe it's a good excuse to, you know, kind of like spring clean and start back at zero, and then you can mess it up all over again.
But one of the things that I think most people really enjoy going on the tour is seeing, I mean, when I went on the tour, when I had my studio in, when I first moved up here, I had my studio upstairs in my house. So, there, you know, I wasn't having people in. Mm-hmm. And I went on the tour. And it's so fun to see how people organize their workspace. For me, that's always one of the most intriguing things. Being an artist myself, it's like, mm-hmm. where do people put their brushes? Or, you know, where's the wood shop? How's it mm-hmm. set up?
Mm-hmm. And maybe get ideas
yes.
for, you know, like a method that you maybe hadn't thought of.
Or, you know, not to mention the, like I say, outstanding work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. right. You know, and I mean, this year we do have 45 artists, and I have a list of artists already for next year who Ooh. Have never participated before.
Oh, wow.
So it continues to grow and grow, and Saugerties is just seeing such an influx of artists who are moving into the town.
Yeah, which is wonderful because it's always been such a cool community and it's always had that that love for the arts. So it's great to see people
yeah, it keeps
kind of,
growing.
And there's yeah. a huge range too. We have everything from, you know, of course, painters of all kinds, ceramicists, we've got woodworkers, we've got
photographers, sculptors
sure. exactly, fabric, like
the,
know,
well,
like people that work with, you know,
yeah, we have
sewing and,
yes,
you know, and
fiber arts.
Thank
and,
you.
And we even have a couple of artists that have done performance art.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, that's a different genre. You know, it's a kind of an early thing that is starting to show up on our tour.
Yeah. How does that manifest? Like do they have to put on a performance for each individual
well, it's not,
visitor?
No, it's not that kind of, when we say performance art, it could be something that they create, which is temporary.
Mm.
And it's only in that space for a short period of time. And you take photographs and all that, but then it's dismantled.
Right.
It's gone.
Yeah.
You know? So that's a
interactive.
There you go. Maybe yeah. that's a good term for it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my ridiculous brain, I'm like, I'd be like hiding behind a bush, like, okay, the car's coming. I got like places, everybody. Like, set back to zero. Yeah.
That's theater.
We don't rule it out, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have theater included in the
Yet.
Artist tour.
Except for maybe the Chipmunks.
We're talking about the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour, which is this weekend, the 9th and the 10th. Tour hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Both days.
That's right.
10 a.m.
Yes.
to 6 p.m. So all of these artists have graciously agreed to open up their homes, open up their studios, mm-hmm. invite folks in and show you where it is that they work and what it is they're working on. And you can have these amazing face-to-face conversations. And again, it's a great way to see the Hudson Valley. It's a really like cool thing to do that, you know, if you've never done it before, a great way to spend a weekend. Or if you are an artist, sounds incredibly inspiring. And something I think we talk about every year is what a cool activity this is for families. As well.
Yes.
You know, I can really imagine like kids being so into seeing these spaces and seeing these different artworks and getting really inspired. Is that something you've both seen in previous years?
Definitely. And, you know, that it's actually for me, it's kind of a highlight. I love when families come in and they have their children and their children are so curious, you know, and their eyes get this big and, you know, and they, you know, and the parents are like, don't touch anything.
Well, they're extremely engaged. And if there's, you know, a lot of times artists will put out art materials and mm-hmm. the kids can sit it and do. I mean, I'm not talking for everybody, but
yeah.
but I know that mm-hmm. there's a group of us that always have stuff available for the kids to to mess around with.
Yeah, because they're seeing these amazing arts in progress, and of course they want to do it themselves right then and there.
And
right,
we're there all right. day, both days, guys.
But you know, so especially, it's a nice adjunct to whatever they might be able to get at school.
Yeah.
So that's a good part of it. And another really joyful experience for me is when I meet an aspiring artist, and they are intrigued and they're interested and they're curious and they want to know, can they do it? Can they make a career out of being an artist? And I like to encourage them because it is possible.
Yeah.
It's and that makes me feel really good.
And I mean, it's true. Like, what a great inspiring thing for somebody who is hoping to make a career as an artist, a visual artist, to go and talk to 45 people who are all doing it.
Right.
And all in different ways, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I can, just in painters alone, there must be at least a dozen different ways of dealing with a paintbrush.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, no just kidding. Think of the Hudson River School. So you have a group of us that work from landscape or fantastical landscape perhaps, and the variety is
the outcome
and it's really
the concept of how you see things and how it's presented is just so, it's so varied, it's really very interesting to see.
Yeah. Very personal,
and you kind of have to see it to get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Visual arts.
Visual arts. SaugertysArtTour.org is the website. Where can folks pick up these amazing maps?
Well, most of the businesses in Saugerties will have them. All the artists' studios have them. We have a visitor center in Saugerties on Partition Street, and they'll have a big stack there. And on our tour website, SaugertysArtTour.org. If you click on maps, there's a document there that gives a short list of sites where maps can be picked up.
And I see there's also handy signage along the route.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We are heavily signed.
Okay, smart.
We want to make it easy.
There'll be yellow signs in general, and then there's white signs outside of the studios.
Right.
Very smart. Mm-hmm. It's the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour in its 23rd year. And yeah, Barbara, Anne, thank you so much for telling me about it. Is there anything else folks should know?
Just remember, it's this weekend
only.
This Saturday, weekend only. Sunday, 10 to 6. It'll be fun. Come on down.
Don't miss it, because if you show up on Monday, I don't think they're going to want to open their doors for
you. No. We'll be sleeping.
We got some local music for the Saugerties Artist Studio Tour. Here's the Traps with one called View.